KSL at Night.
And welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside Mara Caraballo. And we've had an excellent 2 hours, Mara.
So fun.
And here's the deal. We enjoyed our conversation and we might listen to it again. And if you want to listen to it again, you should find our podcast on KSLpodcast.com. After the show's been aired, just look up KSL at Night. Right, Mara? And they can pick, like, they only want to hear Mara episodes. They can only hear Mara episodes, I think, right?
Well, you know, you can choose Mara and Leah. You can choose a topic that you heard the tail end of, didn't get to see the first part. So go to our podcast and listen to the whole segment.
Yeah. So, Mara, during people's lives, there are big events, right? Yeah. And we're always saving money for it. And you and I have talked a lot because both of us have kids going to college.
Right.
Right. So college is something you save a lot of money for. And I feel like that's the phase of my life I'm in, is saving money for my kids to go to college. Except this weekend, sitting next to a 17-year-old who was graduating with her associate's degree at the same time as
what?
High school, she says to me, "Oh, so do you have a pension?" To which I was like, "Do I look old enough to have a pension?" And oh my gosh, now we're in a fight here on the stage at the graduation. But she was thinking, I guess very smartly, very far forward thinking as a 17-year-old about what you do when you retire, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe what she thought was, you look young and hip and maybe you'll be an early retirer. I don't think so. I think she thought I was super old, Mara. But basically she was talking about the other big thing that you would be doing with money, which is saving for retirement.
Although she seems to be the exception to the rule, because 20% of Americans over the age of 50 have no money saved for retirement at all.
Dude, when I was reading that, that just sounded crazy to me. The other thing I thought was interesting in this data was 70% of retirees stopped working before 65. So a lot of people feel like that's the age I'm going to retire is 65. 70% actually stopped before 65. 46% because of other things, right? So they weren't planning it. 35% saying due to a hardship, like a health issue or a disability. And then you got to kind of go, can they even afford it, right? So if you haven't planned, if you're one of the 20% who have no money saved at all, you haven't planned and now you're retiring early, how are you going to live those, you know, extra,
we're living. And yeah. Boy, they're so stress invoking.
Yeah.
So to help bring down our stress level, we have Kristen Cooper, who is the president of Axios Capital, with us here tonight. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, let's talk about how much people need to retire first. Give us some high water marks or averages in which we would be, regardless maybe of our age, I guess not, because we've got a plan for how much longer we'll be alive. So how much does the average person need?
Well, I always say that I understand people want a finite number. And I just really hate those type of studies and giving out an actual number, because it's really about, well, how tax efficient mm-hmm. are you? How much do you have saved, right? Lots of people have tax-free streams of income set up, or do they have good risk management plan? And if you do, right, then they probably don't need as much money as they think.
Yeah, I love that answer.
Right. Yeah. And well, on the other hand, what if they don't? What if they don't have a good tax plan in place? Right. They have to lean on qualified plans and they just don't know. They have poor risk management strategy.
So, Kristen, right there, when you say risk management, do you mean like people who are retiring wanting to go bungee jumping? And so that might cause a problem? Or like, what do you mean by risk management when you say that?
So when I say risk management, I'm talking about sequence of return risk, the upward and downward movement of the market.
Gotcha.
Like, I mean, I've had lots of people call in or talk to me about that. Like, oh, well, I have 30 years in retirement. I can wait till it bounces back. Well, do you really to do the things you want to do in retirement? Right? What does
yeah.
your picture look like? So I kind of backdoor the number based on these questions. What do I want to do in retirement? What kinds of things do I actually want to do? What if we have a clear picture of that, then we can quantify a number. But if you truly want a number, I'll say, you know, $1 million was what my grandfather had. That was his goal. I need $1 million. My dad, it wasn't that number, right? And nowadays, the way inflation is, I double that number.
Wow. So when you say $1 million.
Yeah, my stomach hurts now, Kristen.
Do you mean dollars? is it paper dollars? Is it house equity? Is it everything? Like,
oh,
is
that's
it
a
every
good
asset you could think of.
Okay.
Every asset you could think of. Yeah, okay. No. So don't think, okay, I have to have $1 million in my 401k.
Suitcases in my mattress isn't where we're
yes,
headed.
Yes, yes. Every little asset right, is okay. what I picture, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so talk to us, talk to those of us who are above 50, let's say we've done zero preparation. Where's the first, like, I feel like biting it all off is intimidating. Where would I start? Sure. What would be the first practice I would put into place if I'm older and don't feel prepared?
Maxing out your Roth 401k. That's the first advice I give.
Wow, she knew the answer immediately, yeah. didn't she? She didn't even think about it. I love that,
No,
yeah.
that's my first thing when people come in. I see that they have a traditional 401k. And I said, well, the laws changed last year. Most companies are implementing a Roth 401k. Why aren't you maxing that out? I mean, you might have to pay some taxes now, but they're low now, right? Yeah. With how much national debt we have, it's going up.
So, Kristen, I was reading one of the tips, was not what you just said, but one of the tips is to prioritize retirement over college, right? And so, you might have heard the top of the segment, I'm sending two kids to college in the next 5 years. Mara's got kids in college, right? So a little bit in my head, I'm like, oh, no, right now I got to figure out getting these kids to college. Can you talk us through what that looks like to prioritize retirement over college?
Okay. Well, you absolutely have to prioritize your retirement over college. There's so many optimal ways to finance college versus you can't finance retirement. If you have lack of savings and retirement assets, there's no wiggle room there. Retirement has to come first, the end. If I can just give you an example, can I give you an example?
Yes, please. Of course.
Okay, I know that's kind of harsh, right?
No, but I love it.
Very harsh. Yeah. Okay, so my oldest put her way through college. I'm a retirement planner, right? I wanted her to learn the work ethic. She worked three jobs in the summer. I would supplement here and there. She applied to every scholarship out there. Even if it didn't have her qualifications, she applied, right? So you can get financing so many different ways. But you cannot, like I said, you cannot finance retirement. And no one wants to live on Social Security alone.
That makes so much sense when you say it. Okay. Yeah. So I'm a political consultant, and I just, there's nothing in a poll that is too granular for me. Like, you want to talk about hours of polling data, I'm totally there for you. But my attention span on finances, like, this is by way of confessional. I know it's how important it is. I know how much it should matter. I need some good resources for those of us who don't pay as much attention as we should. We know it. I'm guilt-ridden by it. But what are some good ways for me to stay current and smart on financing, retiring, investing when it is just not my interest area?
I read a lot of books. I mean, I have a list of books on different ways. I mean, there's no right answer. You just need to educate yourself. Any book out there, there's so many out there. Stress-Free Retirement by Patrick Kelly. There's The Power of Zero by David Knight. I mean, they all talk about vehicles that you can utilize, right, to help finance your retirement. Other than you going to work and you know, your HR rep gives you your 401k paperwork, right? And then they don't tell you anything else.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm constantly telling people just, being informed is powerful, right? Being uninformed is legal too, but you don't want to run around with your head cut off and not having the information.
Yeah, it makes
information
sense.
Information is power.
I love that. Kristen Cooper, you have been great. You're the president of Axios Capital, and we're so grateful you joined us tonight on KSL.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Leah, we have five tips for retirement that we've got. Save aggressively. Save.
And I feel like that's what Kristen said, right?
Yeah,
maxing out your Roth IRA.
Yeah, save. Avoid lifestyle creep. Boy, that one's true. Like, don't all of us make more than we ever thought we would when we were 16
right, so
and we can't
all
account
the
for it, right? Include healthcare in your savings goals. Prioritize retirement over college. You hit that one. That was so true for me. Run the numbers. See what you can live on. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, listeners, for joining us tonight, and keep paying attention to KSL at Night.